Are you playing with the thought of leaving your job, or you are starting already your business, but you are questioning and doubting yourself whether this is the right decision? And every time you get a promotion, you just lean into the stability of your 9-to-5? This episode is for you because I think you deserve more than just waiting for a Friday. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I dare to say that you deserve so much more than just waiting for Friday. I remember it as it would have been yesterday, going on Monday to work and waiting for Friday. Not all my jobs were bad jobs, but I knew very early that I meant for something so different, not knowing what it is, nor did I know how to get it. But I knew that I was expected to go to work, to climb the corporate ladder. My family immigrated to Austria shortly before the Yugoslavian war started in 1991, and that wasn't an easy time for my parents. My mom, my dad were working so hard to ensure that my siblings and I grow up in a safe environment and that they ensure us education. So my corporate path was paved, and this is how we did it. And so I was following. I was doing what I was told and asked for. However, already in school, I felt that everything that I'm told to do, everything that everybody else is doing, not always aligned with my thinking, with my creativity, with all the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to be famous from an early age, and I was wondering in school, why on earth do I need to know everything about the amoeba virus and how it spreads in a human body? And nobody could tell me how Beyoncé formed Destiny's Child only being 9 years old. I was that kind of child. I was questioning everything. All I was told is that, yeah, being rich and famous isn't for me. And why I'm not happy with what I have? Why I'm not thankful for that stable job I have? Because this job is good for me. It pays my salary. I have insurance. I have regulated working hours. Isn't that the dream? And then I have 5 weeks of vacation paid? Wow. And I was leaning into these perks, so to say, for a long time. Within, I did feel that I'm not meant for this, but I knew that I would disappoint if I would do differently, right? I would disappoint my family and everybody who has worked so hard to get me where I am, to allow me those opportunities to going to university, which I, by the way, disliked, or being able to be in this safe environment and stable environment of having a monthly salary. Every single time I got the thought that I'm meant for something else, that I want to help people, as I mentioned earlier, not really knowing what to do and how to do it, I thought, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe this is really not for me. Maybe I shouldn't be doing anything else because It is nice when I go on vacation. It is so great not having to think about anything. You just leave the door, you leave your office, and for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you are not responsible for anything. You booked your ticket to your dream destination, you go on that plane, and yeah, you just be there. You enjoy yourself for 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, and you don't have to think about anything. And this was comforting for me at first. Instead of entrepreneurship, I now go on holidays and I do think about my company. It's not that I'm necessarily forced to think about it, but once you create something on your own, you will want to think about it. I do not say this is necessarily bad. But then coming back from vacation, recharged, I was okay working in my job because I had new energies, right? And my battery wasn't low anymore. And I thought, you know what? Why am I even thinking starting that business? Why would I even do this to myself? Because again, you can't go on vacation and not thinking about it. You have a stable salary. Yeah, well, you do. But what about those extra hours? What about those extra hours you work and you never get rewarded for? When things go astray and you kind of know you are not responsible, but at the same time you cannot leave before the problem is fixed. And no one sees it. No one wants to know about it because this is what we are expected to do. It's different since I work for myself. Every single minute I put in is rewarded somehow. Not every minute is rewarded immediately. Not every hour of my work is rewarded immediately. Not even every 6 months are rewarded immediately. But if they are, you feel it. If my work is rewarded today, these are rewards bigger than anything I have ever seen in the corporate world. And that stability that I was leaning into, getting my money every month, I was declining every promotion because I knew if I take that promotion, I am buying into something for very little money, but for so much responsibility that again, probably nobody will reward if I work extra hours, because that's just how we do it. And what I personally was struggling with a lot, that I couldn't live up to my potential. I just couldn't, because I knew how efficient I can work. I know what I can deliver in a day. But in those huge offices where everybody is just talking, eating, distracting others from work, I was annoyed with that. I felt so bothered. I'm not a big person enjoying small talk. I love meaningful conversations. And if I work, I don't want to be asked questions about the weather, nor do I care about being asked how I'm doing. I'm full focused on in my project. So I had the feeling that I'm wasting time and valuable energy. And I was only allowed to be creative up to a certain level, because more creativity meant that I might want to change projects, that I have an opinion. Could have been daunting for some people, but lots of projects just got declined. Today, if I work on a project, I never decline my own project, first of all. They might not be working at first, but the second, third try, they do. And I can just live up to my full potential of creating and being and doing and get rewarded for the work I do with no limits. But I was buying into these perks. I was buying into that stability again. Time, right? You go at 8, you leave at 5. Well, if everything goes well. If things go astray, you will be going there on Saturdays. And again, nobody will see it because this is just how we do it and people count on you. I do count on myself today, but if I want to take a day off, I'm not going to call myself and ask myself whether I have a question or I can answer a question to anyone because I'm off. And that can be at any given day in the week. I don't have to wait for other people to take their holidays first. It's me first, always and at all times. So I was told that entrepreneurship wasn't for me. And for a long time, I was leaning into this. I was honoring what I was taught and told. And up to a moment where I just, you know, I just couldn't anymore. I didn't want to anymore. I didn't see the purpose and the value in what I was doing. It didn't bring me anywhere. Declining promotion is not how you climb a corporate ladder. So I quit. I invested in an education, become a health and fitness coach. I can tell you, if I would have bought a house or a car, people would have been cheering for me. But at that time, nobody understood. It was risky and naive to start a business in the health industry. What is that all about? Well, I did. And as I was going forth on my journey, I realized a big thing that I'm gonna share now with you. This will be such an eye-opener. The moment I stepped out what I was told to do, because this is how we do it and this is the safest ever path to walk on, it just seems safe because so many people are doing it. And we human beings tend to do what everybody else does. We are like little parrots, right? We will be repeating for what everybody else does because it must be safe. There must be some sort of value in what other people do. Yes, there might be, but if this is not your path, it will never make you happy, no matter how strictly you follow someone else's path. And what I realized is that so many people have dreams, so many people have ambitions, and they just put them on the shelf like they never existed. Because it's just so easy to do what everybody else does. Because, I mean, this is how we do it. It is risky. Entrepreneurship isn't for you. Why would you do that anyway? Why would you work on something for 2 years not getting any reward, right? Because we are taught to get paid immediately. We put in that 1 hour of work. We want to have reward. We want to get paid. And no one sees the value of working for yourself for 2 years and perhaps get paid so much less than you would expect in the beginning, which is normal. Growing a business takes time, but it's not normal for everyone. So you will be questioned and you will be asked and you will be talked into those patterns and norms that have always been our safe zone, that have been society's safe zone. But this might not be your safe zone. And looking at these days today, where I see highly successful people in sales who desire to write a book. But if everybody else tells you that you can't make a living as an author, people lean into this and they lean into those perks of their corporate job. No matter if there are real perks or not, but this is just what we were told. So we can't unsee it. I see so many people who have dreams, who have desires to share their wisdom with the world, to volunteer, to teach others. But if that topic goes a little bit outside of our norm, because it's too controversial, it supports a minority group, people are afraid to pursue their calling. Because they're afraid to be laughed at. Because this is not normal. It's not normal to be a pioneer somewhere unless it's in IT and people put their dreams on a shelf. Because then a promotion comes up and your first thought, you might have been there too, goes like, oh well, I mean, now I'm having more money. I can live with this. But the truth is, if you have a calling, if there is something deeper within you, you can't just live with it. You need to pursue it. It will be calling you at all times. Whenever it gets quiet, no matter how much you comfort yourself with your salary or a 5-week vacation a year, Your calling is something that you cannot deny. And what I realized is that we as a society are in our own way, and how we sabotage each other in such a loving way that it goes unseen. When we are worried about someone pursuing their dreams, we would start questioning the person. And those questions are rather not constructive. They don't support people. They hurt them. They don't really show interest in their doing, but we are questioning their doing. And this goes like this. Don't you think you are too old to start a business? So we are questioning their doing, right? Isn't that too risky to leave your job? Why, if you don't make enough money? With this question, you are questioning someone's ability to pursue their dreams. Entrepreneurship is hard. Are you saying I cannot do hard things? I'm not worthy of it? No matter what these questions are that we hear, they sting, they hurt, and they make us play small. But seeing the opportunities we have nowadays, the old norms and patterns literally no longer apply. Because today, we can teach meaningful things in such an easy way. Hello, online world. We can make meaningful change in this world. An author can make a ton of money today. Personal brands all over the world, authors, service providers, anybody who gets their name out there successfully are making money. You do not have to be employed. You can be your own manager and contribute to your own sales, and you probably, if you succeed, will make more money than the company will ever be able to pay you. These opportunities exist, but they can only be pursued when we lean into perks that are not perks of a corporate job. When we lean into things of how they have been done and anything else appears too dangerous, too risky, naive, crazy, so what? May I take risks? Yes. May you do crazy things? Please do so. And what I also noticed is once someone decides to do and to live up to their potential and do what they really want to do, big things are happening. Not just for them. This is your own personal growth journey. Starting a business is the biggest personal development journey you will ever be on, I guarantee you. But what will happen around you? You will learn how to deal with naysayers. Oh yes, you will, because not everybody will align with your doing. But what I'm noticing now, I am paving the path forward for so many others. When I started validating other options, when I started being curious on how someone can live a life today and unapologetically going for it, I was illuminating the path for the people coming after me. My mom said that traveling is not for us. Making money is not for us. That was her old thinking. Now that she sees how I'm traveling, moving countries whenever it suits me, I can work from wherever I want and do what really fills my soul, she starts to get curious. She thought building a house, a family house, isn't for us. She's building a family house now. She's asking me where we can meet up next for a weekend to explore a city together. Just because she learned it is possible. Because she stopped leaning into old patterns. And so did I. And so can you. Because today, we have opportunities that are beyond what is normal and beyond how things are done. Hello 21st Century, and if you have a dream, go for it. Pursue it with everything you have, because all you need to succeed is already within you. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.